is Radio Mime Troupe, and welcome to Tales of the Resistance, a summer of original political comedy radio plays by the confusingly named, always radical, and never ever silent San Francisco Mime Troupe. Join us for stories in four classic radio styles: adventure, detective noir, horror, and science fiction. Every 2 weeks, we will be presenting one episode written, directed, and performed by Mime Troupe veterans and dealing with the revolutionary issues of the day. But first, this message from our sponsor.
If you don't love America, you can leave. We've all heard it. But how can you do it? With countries all over closing their borders, it's become next to impossible for folks to get out of the USA. Do you think that's wrong? Do you believe a US passport should be your ticket to the entire world? At Expat, we sure do. And that's why we created the first ever all-inclusive service for US citizens fleeing their own country. America's light used to shine throughout the world. It's not your fault if it's gotten a little dim. Expat will help you move to an emerging economy alive with opportunities, and generally with more people alive. With the expansion of global capitalism, your favorite businesses are likely to be there. You'll feel right at home. Our roster is always expanding to fit your needs and budget. Vietnam has had under 40 coronavirus deaths. One short ride below the deck of a boat, and you're there. Senegal has a robust infrastructure to address this pandemic and all the pandemics to come. Neither of these countries are letting Americans in, but we won't let that stop us. At Expat, we know what palms to grease and what documents to fake. Expat. Some call it illegal immigration. We call it your right as an American.
Good evening, friends, and welcome to The Abyss. This is your guide, the Gravekeeper, with another tale to shiver your spine and shatter your privilege. In our last episode, ex-cop Primo realized he'd always seen the world as good and evil, black and white. But now he realized that the real problem was more black and blue. Poor Primo. He didn't even know he had skeletons in his closet, let alone that the chains they rattled would be his handcuffs. And after being saved from police tear gas and ghosts in a graveyard by a helpful Black Lives Matter protester, when his eyes cleared, Primo had pointed his gun at his savior when he saw she was not exactly a white knight.
No! No, wait!
Forget her, Primo! The important thing is that you are home, safe.
I can't believe I did that. Point my gun at her.
But with these thugs running around...
She's not a thug. She helped me!
Okay, so maybe she's not all bad, but still...
I've got to go after her to tell her that I...
Primo! Don't go out into the dark!
There she is! Hey! Hey, you!
Stay away from me!
Slow down!
Look, I got my hands up. That nurse saw us together. She knows I was trying to help you.
No, I don't want to hurt you.
You don't want to, but...
I won't! I just want to say thank you, and...
Is that how you thank people? Pointing a gun at them?
I was just scared.
Scared of me? You outweigh me by 150 pounds.
150?
If you're scared of skinny little me, you don't need a gun. You need therapy.
150 pounds?
Leave me alone!
Wait, what's your name?
Why? So you can hunt me down later like some runaway slave?
No, I just want to talk. Listen, my name is... I'm Primo.
Primo? Like number one?
Yes!
What kind of damn name is that? I mean, who named themselves Number One? Are you an old rapper?
My parents named me. It's for firstborn. Primo, firstborn. Segundo, secondborn.
You have a younger brother?
My parents wanted to have another child, but they never did.
So your name is just stupid?
Well, I mean, they couldn't have another kid. My father died.
Oh.
When I was a kid back in the Philippines.
Oh. Amantla.
What?
Amandla, that's my name.
Oh, well, thank you, Amandla.
You're still saying thank you with a gun in your hand.
Oh! Right, you wait here. I'll put this back in the house.
Wait for what?
Just please. I'll be right back.
I ain't waiting long.
Primo, are you okay? Oh my God, did that black girl attack you?
Betty, put this in the dresser drawer.
Your gun? What was that?
Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands.
I don't have a gun.
Down on the ground.
Up against the car.
But down on the ground.
Up against the car.
Please, don't shoot
down.
Me.
Up, up.
Down, down.
Someone, please.
Up.
Stop.
Hands up.
No.
I'm calling for backup.
I'm a cop. Primo Bacal, 12th Precinct.
Never heard of you.
I'm retired, but I was there 30 years.
We got a report of a disturbance.
Bacal. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Black girl arguing with someone in the street. Witness said they saw a gun.
That was me. That was my gun.
You caught her looting?
No. No. We were just having a conversation.
A conversation?
She didn't do anything.
Where's the weapon now?
Back in my house.
Did you check her for weapons?
I told you. I don't have
any. Up against the car!
Hey!
We were just talking.
She's clean.
I told you!
Oh, yeah. Hands behind your back.
What? You got nothing
hands
on me.
Hands behind your back!
What are you doing?
I didn't do anything.
Resisting arrest! Failing to follow the orders of a police officer.
That's not even a crime.
Where are you taking her?
Your old precinct, the 12th. It's the closest.
Come down if you want to finish your conversation.
But...
Primo!
Well, it sounds like Primo's new friend is in trouble. And like they say, a friend in need is a friend who was probably just arrested. What's Primo going to do? We'll find out after this message.
It's the end of the world as we know it, but we feel fine. Why's that? Because at Expat, we're expanding all the time. Climate change is coming at us like a wrecking ball, and profits are melting almost as fast as the glaciers. But what can you do? Abandon the Earth? At Expat, we believe you should be able to. Introducing Expat's newest program, Alien. That's right. We are now booking seats on the first flight to Mars. Sure, you could stay behind, reuse your plastic bags and ride a bike. It might make a difference. Or you could start fresh on a brand new planet. Not about that pioneer life? Don't worry. We're partnering with Jamazon to bring along all the amenities you're used to. Being the founding member of a civilization got you a little nervous? Jamazon technology will administrate your new society with all the efficiency of a business. So leave the jerks and the hopelessness behind and escape with Alien from Expat. Alien from Expat, if you could leave the Earth, wouldn't you?
Welcome back, friends. Well, it looks like the night isn't over for Primo. But maybe, just maybe, his eyes are adjusting. And he's learning to see in the dark.
12th Precinct. Yes, I know. We are moving more units to Civic Center now. No, it seems like the protesters are breaking up into small groups.
Excuse me.
I'll give the captain the message. 12th Precinct.
Sergeant!
We'll send an officer as soon as we can spare any.
Excuse me!
What is it?
I'm looking for someone. Just brought in.
Name?
I don't know her last name. Her first name is Amandla.
I told you I'll send someone as soon as I can.
She's a black girl.
With a name like Amandla, what a shock.
She was just brought in a little while ago.
Right. Black t-shirt, big red star on it.
That's her!
Yeah, yeah. We transferred her to the 15th.
Transferred?
Yeah, we're filled up with all these protesters. They got more room at the 15th.
Okay, thank you.
Don't mention it.
15th Precinct, that's down on Jefferson and 22nd.
I want to talk to a lawyer.
Amandla?
I know my rights.
Wait, what? Wait. Hey!
I told you, fella, 15th Precinct.
But she's down the hall. I heard her through the back window.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Primo!
Captain Davis!
Well, Officer Primo Bacal, You picked a bad time to visit. What are you?
I'm looking for someone, and the desk sergeant said they've been transferred.
Sergeant?
Sorry, Captain. I thought he was one of those ACLU lawyers.
She's just down the hall. So?
Amandla Robeson, still in processing, getting searched.
The cops that arrested her already searched her.
Strip searched. And the boys can never tell where a black girl like her might hide something.
The boys?
I know, we're supposed to have female officers search women prisoners, but so many of these protesters are women.
Captain, there's been a mistake.
Yeah, it's too loud out here. Come into my office, Primo. Primo Bagka. God, it's good to see you.
You too, Cap.
How's Betty?
She's fine.
And the bar. I'm sorry, I haven't been down there recently, but I know some of the boys drop in.
Captain, about this girl?
Amandla, huh? It's pretty ironic. You know what that means? Huh? Power. So Black Power is under arrest.
But, Cap, listen, she didn't do anything wrong. She was helping me. I left the bar to go home. The protest was right outside. I got caught up in it and got tear gassed and...
Tear gassed? By who?
The crowd was out of control. The officers at the scene decided...
You weren't tear gassed.
But no, I was there.
We're not using tear gas. The use of tear gas would have to be okayed by the higher-ups, so we didn't use any. Understood?
Captain.
I think you mean pepper spray.
Okay, fine. Pepper spray. But Amandla helped me. When I couldn't see, she brought me home.
Maybe she just wanted to see where you lived.
No, it wasn't like that.
Now you can't tell with these Black Lives gangsters taking over the street. God, I miss the old days before all of this. You know what they should do? The government? Instead of whining about free speech, the first thing they should have done is ban cell phones from taking videos. That's where this all started. Before that, it was their word against ours. And if we said some black guy had a knife, he had a knife. And if we said he had a gun, he had a gun. Nobody believed them. We were heroes. Remember, Primo? But now there's always some liberal politician ready to kiss their black asses, ready to throw us under the bus because we did our job making the world a little safer by removing some dark, dangerous thug.
Captain...
It's us or chaos. Why can't these liberal politicians see that? The thin blue line.
The thin blue line.
You know what I'm talking about. Hey, listen. Primo, what are you doing later?
Later? Tonight?
Yeah, around midnight. After the shift.
I don't know. I gotta get Amandla.
Oh, forget about the girl, Primo. You should come along with us.
Where?
Me and some of the boys, after the shift, sometimes we go down to the protest, you know, not in uniform.
Why?
Well, the uniform means rules, but as private citizens who just want some order in our town, whatever we do is all self-defense and civic pride.
You're going out there?
Gotta make some examples, Primo. Remind the brothers and sisters of what matters more than their black lives.
What?
Everything else.
I can't do that.
Hey, you don't have to worry about anybody seeing you. So many of the anti-protester patriots are ex-cops anyway. They'll cover for us if anything gets newsworthy. Now, come on. I'll just put on my street clothes.
It's not that. Captain, I thought you were a good cop.
I am. Damn good.
But this isn't why I was a cop. I wanted to... It wasn't like this.
Primo, it was always like this. Where are you going?
I feel like I should do something. Tell someone.
Tell them what?
About all this. What it's like behind the...
You're serious.
They think we're heroes.
We are. Primo, don't do anything you'll regret.
Somebody will listen. I can warn the protesters.
Okay, Primo, let's just talk about this. Damn. Sit down.
Okay.
Yeah, you sit down and hold on. I gotta take care of something. I'll be back in a minute.
It wasn't like this. It couldn't have been. Things must have changed. All these protests must have...
In here, gentlemen.
Is him.
Who are you?
They're from Border Patrol.
The captain here said he had a problem with an illegal immigrant.
But we're nowhere near the border.
Said he just found out the guy had forged some papers, became a cop.
Oh, Primo.
Wait, what? That's not true.
Got any ID?
Sure, here's my wallet.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Best forgery I've seen.
Forgery?
Amazing what these illegals can get away with.
Yeah.
I was in the army. I was in this station for 30 years.
I guess drug money can buy anything.
Drugs?
Okay, Pancho. Hands behind your back.
No! This is wrong! I'm not...
Gotta wait for transport. You got a place where we can put him for now?
Cells downstairs.
I'm a citizen!
I think the last one is empty.
Captain!
All those years, Primo. I thought you were one of us. I thought you were an American. Take him away.
This way.
Oh, and Primo, don't worry about your little friend. I think we'll take her along with us. Like I said, we'll want to make an example.
No! You gotta let me go. I'm a citizen. I've been here for, I don't know, years and years. I came over from the Philippines, joined the army. 2 tours. I got my card, my citizenship. I was a cop in this station here. He's just, the captain, he wants to shut me up. You can't do this. All these years, I'm a citizen.
Keep it down, Antifa scum. Last cell on the line. Open number 8.
Get in.
We'll be back when the van arrives.
I'm not illegal. I'm not illegal. I'm not...
Undocumented. The word is undocumented, and it doesn't matter if you are or you aren't. By the time you get all of your paperwork and you file your dispute, you're already tossed over the border, waiting to get back in. Happened to my uncle.
But they can't just do that.
Police in a police estate, they can do whatever they want. And if you protest against it...
But I wasn't protesting!
Why not?
Land of the free, raise up your fist if you want it to be. Home of the brave, take to the streets if you are. Slavery's chains have never been broken, the force still remains.
Primo. Primo. Who is that? Primo. What are you? I'm not going. I'm not. Primo. Why are the lights going down? Why are you turning down the... Who are you? Primo. Don't you recognize your tatay?
Dad?
My firstborn.
But Dad, you're...
I know. But I don't think of myself as dead. I think of it as no more lower back pain.
Dad.
And I am lactose tolerant again.
Am I dead?
Oh, do you feel dead?
I don't know what that feels like.
Me neither.
Is Lolo? Is Granddad with you? And Tita Cristina? And Cousin Esther?
Primo, this isn't a family reunion.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I could ask you the same question, little Primo.
I'm not sure. I was trying to do the right thing.
That's how we raised you.
But tonight, in the graveyard, I found out...
That you weren't what you thought you were.
A good cop. I thought it was a few bad apples. That's what we always say.
But now you realize it wasn't a few. Or a barrel. Or even the tree. The whole orchard is rotten.
I always wanted to be a cop. Law and order. If we had law and order when I was a kid back in Zambales...
You think if we had more cops back then that I wouldn't have been killed?
You were working with those black Aeta, those Negritos.
Registering voters so we could get rid of Marcos.
You were there for them, and what did they do?
What could they do? They were oppressed, fighting the developers who were taking their land,
protesting the U.S. base at Subic Bay that ruined their villages, their lives. Protesting the police who robbed them, beat them. The blacks here are the same, always complaining about being oppressed. All these people protesting, black people like that girl who helped you, like those people in Zambales. Everywhere Europeans touched ground, they planted the idea that dark is evil, that dark people are dangerous. We need order. Wait, Primo. Who do you think killed me?
Tito Benny said it was them. The Negritos.
Ay, your Tito Benny was a racist. Always ready to do whatever a dictator said. Primo, it wasn't the Negritos. I was shot by soldiers.
Soldiers?
Marcos would do anything to stop people from voting. And I was just another poll worker.
What did the police do about it?
The police were there to keep order.
Order?
Ay, Primo. Is that why you are still so afraid of blacks? Afraid of the dark?
Dad!
Even with the death squads, with so many murdered by the government then and now, you are still blinded by the light, little Primo. That's why it was easier for you to believe your tatay was killed by the poor, dark-skinned Negritos.
I didn't know.
You have got to see the truth.
Tatay. Tatay.
Primo.
What can I do?
You can start with one act of justice.
One?
Undo one wrong. Save one person.
Amandla.
Amandla.
So for justice we stand. Cause power concedes nothing without a demand.
Dad, I...
Hey, keep it down, you in the last cell.
Dad!
I said keep it... Primo?
Sergeant Newton? John!
What are you doing in there?
I was talking to...
Wait, is this some kind of practical joke?
The captain...
Did the captain do this? That guy, always with the jokes. Come on, I'll let you out.
Let me out?
Sure! And hey, I'll sneak you out the back so the captain will think you're still in here and the joke will be on him.
Yeah.
Hey, open it! Come on!
What about the rest of everybody else?
Hey, you want out or don't you?
Yes. Yes. I have something to do.
Okay, then. This way! I can't wait to see the captain's face when you're not in the cell.
Me neither.
Okay, Primo. See you later.
Thanks, John. Okay, Dad. First things first. I gotta find Amandla.
Antagonyms. Sounds like a winning word in Scrabble, doesn't it? It means two words that sound alike but have opposite meanings, like the word fair. On the one hand, it means light in color, and on the other hand, it means equality, justice. You see where this is heading, don't you? Primo had assumed the fair were fair, and the dark were foul. But now it turns out that sometimes it is darkest just before the dawn of enlightenment. Well, friends, we'll have to see what happens to Primo and Amandla next time. You have to go, and I have to get back to work. But please visit me again, won't you? The Abyss is always here for you. Filled with tales of what can happen when you have a fear of the dark.
Hahaha. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Expat! Expat sets things right. When darkness falls with no end in sight, give us a call, we're your guiding light.
Oh, expat!
Expat! Expat lets you thrive. We'll fly you out, it's too far to drive. Give us a shout and you'll soon arrive.
Oh, expat!
America's a mess. The earth is in distress. But expat's here to take you by express to the address. Expat, expat gets you there. A brand new home you don't have to share. A biodome in the Martian air.
Oh, expat!
Oh, expat!
And don't miss the coming installment of our science fiction series, Dimension 2020, Nibbling the Leaves in the Tree of Amazing.
The Rotten Orchard was written by Michael Gene Sullivan and directed by Valina Brown. Commercials written by Marie Cartier. Music and lyrics by Daniel Savio. Music production by Dred Scott. Woodwinds by Dylan Jennings. Audio engineering and sound design by Taylor Gonzalez. The Rotten Orchard featured Valina Brown, Marilette Martinez, Jarian Monroe, Cassie Grilly, Keiko Shimasato Carrero, Michael Gene Sullivan, Andre Amoratico, Lisa Hori Garcia, Jillian Eichenberger, and starred Brian Rivera as Primo and Michael J. Asbury as the Gravekeeper.
The Mime Troupe is a worker-run, multi-ethnic, multi-generational collective of activist artists committed to overthrowing capitalism one musical comedy at a time. And one of these days, we will get it right. Each summer, we tour our shows at a price every member of the working class can afford, free. But with theaters and parks closed, protesters in the streets, tear gas in the air, and what could be America's last election looming on the horizon, the Mime Troupe needed to make sure our message of art, activism, and revolution was part of the resistance. And nothing says revolutionary fervor like radio plays. And for those wondering how a radical theater can survive these capitalist times, it's because of you. The Mime Troupe doesn't take corporate sponsorship. You'll never see the AT&T or Comcast Mime Troupe. How could we show the hypocrisies of capitalism if we were in bed with the capitalists? So instead, we are in bed with you, our fellow workers. Let's snuggle. And after that, you can support the troupe by visiting our website, sfmt.org. Thank you to the San Francisco Arts Commission, SF Grants for the Arts, California Arts Council, USPPP, the Fleischacker Foundation, the Bernard Osher Foundation, the Zellerbach Family Foundation, the Don Stevens and Nicole Bellotti Laugh and Love Fund, this public radio station, and listeners like you. We'll be here in 2 weeks for more Tales of the Resistance.